The governor got outside of Madison to visit four Wisconsin cities today. He wound up at a private airport hangar in Green Bay. Scott Walker reiterated many of the messages in Tuesday's budget address. Besides reducing the state's structural deficit by 90%, Walker says his proposed cuts in shared revenue will help school districts and local governments. He says that's partly because they'll be freed from certain unfunded mandates now on the books. Walker gave two examples of how that could help school districts save money.
We no longer mandate 180 days. They have an hour requirement. But if school districts wanted to look at that in terms of keeping all those days, adjusting the number of days, having weeks where they did 4 days instead of five, they'd have any of those flexibilities, any of those options. They would have to make that on a community-by-community basis. You look at other things in terms of mandates, in terms of the sort of specialists they have to hire, we relieve them of those mandates as well.
The state teachers union has said the governor's plans will lead to larger class sizes and layoffs. The governor again urged 14 Democratic state senators to come back to Wisconsin and vote on both his budget repair bill and his 2-year budget. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.